You're with SBS Radio.
Marami sa atin ang nakakaranas ng stage fright.
Ngunit ang iba naman ay game na umakyat sa entablado upang magpamalas ng isang cabaret show. Narito ang ating tampok na ulat.
May isang kwarto ng mga estudyante ang sabik magkaroon ng mga kasanayan sa pagganap upang malabanan nila ang kaba sa tuwing gaganap sa publiko.
Ito ang hikayat ng kanilang vocal coach, David Rogers Smith, mula sa Lord Mayor Senior's Cabaret Program sa Brisbane, nagtuturo ng kasanayan sa kanyang mga estudyante.
If somebody's having a panic attack, or they're really worried about it, what do you say?
Breathe.
Just breathe.
Ang adrenaline rush na magpamala sa entablado ang nag-udyok sa 62 taong gulang na si Dallas Shea upang magpalista para sa isang masterclass. Kinukumpara ni Shea ang pagkanta sa publiko bilang isang nakakapigil hininga na aktibidad tulad ng bungee jumping, ngunit ginagawa sa isang ligtas na lugar. Nasa bucket list na ni Shea simula noon pa ang pagganap sa harap ng maraming tao. Natanggal na ito sa kanyang bucket list nang sumali sa Brisbane Baltic Choir 10 taon na ang nakaraan.
When two other ladies who do a cabaret act said, look, we need a third one, will you join us? You know, and you wear sequins and big headdresses and, you know, the amazing range of costumes that we have. I just said yes straight away. I didn't hesitate because I thought, look, if I have to think about it, I'm going to say no because I'll think up all the reasons how not to do it, why I shouldn't be doing it, and I don't sing well enough. But I just said yes straight away and I thought, well, I'll worry about the rest later.
Si Shea ay isa sa 160 partisipante sa Brisbane City Council Seniors Cabaret Masterclass. Dito ay natuto ang mga estudyante ng mga teknik sa pagganap tulad ng pagkanta sa isang grupo, paano magkaroon ng malusog na boses at kung ano ang dapat gawin sa entablado. Pinapatakbo ni Chris Fennessy mula sa Epiphany Productions ang ganitong kaganapan. Ang nag-iisang pangunahing palabas para sa mga matatanda ng 7 taon.
So we put together this program where we made available masterclasses for the seniors to work one-on-one with the professionals, which they've never done before. Then after they've had those masterclasses, then they went onto the stage and got to put some of that work into action on the stage. And then finally we have a gala concert at City Hall where it's more of a celebration of about 10 to 12 acts. So it's not a competition, it's more just a creative process.
Sinabi ni Fennessy mula sa mga hobbyist at profesional, mayroong malawak na bilang ng mga partisipante na nasa edad 60 hanggang 90 na nagnanais na bumida sa entablado.
You get seniors who have never sung before but they've always wanted to, but they've thought, oh, I don't know if I'm good at it or if I should try. So they're finally going, okay, I'm going to give it a try and give it a go. Then you get some other performers who used to do it before they had children or a family. So they've always had that passion there, but they haven't been able to because of family circumstances. So now they're retired, they can choose to do what they like. And there's also some performers there that have been professional performers in their past and haven't sung for quite a long time.
Isang dating real estate agent at prop designer si Dallas Shea at umaasa siyang mapipili siya upang makibahagi sa isa sa pampublikong pagganap sa buong Brisbane.
You know, they say the worst fear in the world is selling your house and getting up in front of people and talking. And I think when you get up and you sing, it's like that. You're really putting yourself out there. And I had to eventually disband those ideas of what people thought about me because, I mean, that can hold you back thinking, gee, what do they think of me? Eventually, I just let all that drop away so that I could just think about what is it that I think about me, not what anybody else thinks about me. So it was a really big confidence and learning curve that you go on.
Tahimik naman na nahinihintay ng ipinanganak sa Indonesia na si Wing Chung Chong ang kanyang one-on-one session kay Roger Smith. Sa tuwing binubuksan ang kanyang bunganga ay lumalabas ang saya habang kinakanta niya ang Italianong awitin na O Sole Mio sa klase.
I love Italian song. It's beautiful. You in the world you see the opera.
Everyone used the Italian song. Sometimes repeat again. Some one song of maybe I sing it sort of 10 times. You must improve. You must learn in how to use the words.
Sino ba naman ang mag-aakala na baguhan lang na operahan sa gallbladder? Ang 79 na taong gulang na ito. Si Chong ay miyembro ng Chinese Little Candlelight Choir at ang nag-iisang miyembro ng lokal na Italianong Men's Choir.
Pag-obserba sa maraming estudyante nang magsimula ang programa 7 taon na ang nakaraan, nag-isip si Roger Smith kung oportunidad ba ang senior cabaret para sa mga nagretiro upang panatilihin ang kanilang boses.
And I love that this is seniors finding their voice or also continuing a voice that, you know, maybe they're retired and they feel like they don't have a voice because they're not in a work environment anymore. This, the inclusion of this particular cabaret festival is wonderful thing.
Kumakanta na sa harap ng maraming tao simula high school.
Singing is so good for your body, you know, when you press, you keep your body healthy like that. So I need singing. I need sing. Singing will make you happy and exciting. You know, when you sing, you will relax like this. So if you sing more singing, you will long life.
Mahigpit ang proseso ng pagpili kabilang ang pakikipagtulungan ng isang mentor sa mga estudyante mula sa 10 masterclasses at pag-review ng kanilang pagganap sa mga palabas ng komunidad.
Sinabi ni Fennessy na producer din ng Seniors Cabaret, pipiliin sa pamamagitan ng kung sino ang may pinakamagandang lineup sa halos 12 dozenang palabas para sa pagtatapos ng programa sa Brisbane Town Hall, 6 ng Oktubre.
It's more a celebration of the talent involved. So we make it like a variety concert. So you can't have, for example, 5 opera singers, even if they're the best singers out of everyone. It's more about putting on a show. So you have to get a contrast in styles. You have some dancing, have some opera, have some country music.
Sa kasamaang palad ay di nakapasok si Xi. Nakapasok naman si Chong sa finals at gaganap sa 1,600 tao sa Brisbane Town Hall.
Very exciting. When I sing with a lot of people, excited, I'm happy. Usually the people enjoy. I enjoy too.
Napansin ni Fennessy na kadalasan sa mga estudyante ay nag-e-enjoy sa pagpapalabas ng kanilang talento na bumabalik sila kada taon sa programa.
You can imagine the friendships that they've made. Every year you're seeing the same people reuniting and also you're seeing their voices develop. And some of them, you know, through this program are getting other opportunities to perform around Brisbane. That's fantastic. You know, they're getting to do what they love to do.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.